this logic. Think about it. Is it yours? No. It comes and goes from everywhere.
First.
Secondly, is there real precise logic in your brain?
You may agree. Only the philosophers,
somehow, in one limited field, they have almost a clear mind.
That's that. The rest of us,
we live with some leftovers from here and there and there. That's why we are confused. In different situations, we think differently. We react differently. When you are in your private space, you behave differently. Why? All of that. So, listen, this logic comes from the people that you are working with. It goes from this fellow to that fellow. And I don't say this is bad. When you need it, this is the only way our children will grow up like this. But there should be a better way. Let me explain the better way to you. You know what I'm doing here? I'm looking at this book, I'm looking at the highlighted verses, and I narrate it. With practice, you could do this and you could find the line of thought, what comes against what. You said, our way, our extra logic, beyond the logic. The name is Tore Varaye Aql. Tore means the way it is, somehow. Something like that, which is beyond the logic. What is it? It is started with this. Close your mouth. Because your mouth will make a lot of dust. With the mouth, we don't mean this. This, the talking lady of the. See, it brings up different subjects from here, from there, and it's a source of confusion. First of all, remember, keep it quiet. Because then he brings that example of the mirror. You remember in the Rumi style, mirror is a metallic plate, polished. So if you do this, it will rot away. So in front of mirror, you don't talk, you don't breathe. And this breathing is damzadan in Persian, at the same time means talking. I say, don't talk in front of the mirror. What do you get from this? Means from now on, when you're in your bathroom in front of the mirror, you don't talk. What does that mean? Yes, exactly. This is the way. Do not think. When I ask a question, I don't want you to think. You should remember. He explained it before. He gave us two things as mirror. First was peer. I said, peer is the mirror. Why? Because peer doesn't need to show himself or herself. And that means mirror. The second one was?
Friends.
The believers, mu'min. Then he called it Yar, third time. So, fellow traveler and mu'min, because this is something from Muhammad. He said, the believers are the mirror of others, other believers. Why? Because a believer facing another believer will make no face or
gesture
or whatever. It could be like this, because there is no fear, there is no secret, there is no personal stuff, there is no ego over there. Both they believe in Ha. So they are open as Ha. Therefore, he said, remember, the main problem here in this self is fellow traveler. This is the difference between this, one of the differences between this and the science. In scientific research, you don't need fellow travelers. Of course you do good with the group and stuff, but you could go individually. Here, individuality is the problem. The problem of ego is there. Therefore, different time with different accents, Rumi will remind you this, that remember. And sometimes you say, of course, let's say that you could travel alone, but with your friends, it will be a very more delightful trip, at least. So it's not do it yourself, because we are working for self. We want to get rid of this self. So, listen, everything comes with this, being together. Because by being together, we build up something. What we build when you are traveling with someone? An atmosphere, ambiance will be there, right? And amazingly, you will create this atmosphere, and this atmosphere will change you. It's always like that. So here, we insist upon friendly atmosphere of fellow travelers, that they have something in common. They're looking forward to enjoy the story of love and go towards love. This is what it is. These are half of first paragraph. It's a long one. The second half is something like this. First of all, let me tell you that with the senses, animal senses, you cannot get this. This is something beyond that animal. This animal stuff is something that he will explain it in a way, in a special way. Mu'tazili. You remember Mu'tazili? Mu'tazili are a group of people right at the beginning. Right after Muhammad, there will be different group of people with different interpretation. One of these group are Mu'tazili. These are extremely logical people, and they believe in Apple. And they will say, is something the gift of God, and it works perfectly, and with it we could understand everything. This is one group. There are several groups, and this group later, the ideology of this group will be fitted to Shi'ism. Interestingly, Rumi will pick up only these fellows and say, listen, these Mu'tazili people, they are wrong. Be a Sunni, be a traditional Muslim. Why? Just because they say, logically, really, when God had promised that we will see his face in judgment day, they said, yes, like this we will see it. And he said, listen, if this could see the God, even a donkey could see the God, he has the same thing. That's not how it is. It means literal interpretation of holy verses logically is wrong. Oh, I remember this was very difficult for me in childhood, because I was was learning Masnavi from a mullah. All the students in the classroom were these students who wanted to be the mullah. And I was the only nonsense over there. And I had difficulties with explanations like this. So I had to seek the help of someone else to have some explanation to understand it. Why? What are they talking about? What is another I? What is the seeing? And I had very high difficulties because at the time all the rounding talking was deeply religious. And I wasn't there to deny the logic of it. And they insist harshly to prove everything. And the only thing I wanted to know was why that exists. And they wouldn't give me an answer. They somehow terrorized me. Then this helped a lot. Somebody explained to me that go and read Mu'tazili, know them. I said, how? Where did you go and find something? The only thing I could find was history. And in history, they took over four or five caliph. They were ruling, and the people revolted and killed them all because they were ruthless. One of them, the most famous one, is a guy who, between two prayers, will pray, will go out, and will cut a couple of heads of these people they are judged they should be killed, and will come back and pray. Because I was confused. Right? These are people like this. Yes, logical people should be like that. Because at the end, logic will turn around to ego. Because that's the base of it. What else should we do? A normal brain will go to protection of life no matter what. That no matter what is very bad. Anyhow, he would say, leave these feelings. Let's come back to the tradition. And he will give you what the tradition is. So the tradition is one khiyal. Khiyal of the beloved, which is like heaven. Why? You remember that. Is it there are two ways of imagining human being. One is the logical one, which is the animal. The other one is the artist one. The one who has some unexplainable tendencies and attraction to beauty. That one. I prefer the second one. I know the logical one is the first one. That belongs to whom? The first logic belongs to Satan. Satan is the logic, is the angel of knowledge. He knows everything. That's the point. He knows everything. But he missed the most important stuff. Right? The breath. That's our point. Satan misses the breath. Means Satan knows everything in me except my soul, because my soul is the breath of God. It's something else. It's invisible first. Then it belongs to? It doesn't belong to anyone. The breath doesn't belong to me. Comes and goes. Doesn't belong to God. Comes and goes. That's how we are connected, but not literally, not really connected that way. This way. That exception, Satan doesn't understand. Logic doesn't understand. Logical scientific explanation doesn't exist for that breath. And for us, that breath is the most important part. Why? Because it's his breath. is belong.